What role should the U.S. military play in the COVID-19 pandemic? The military has two fronts to think about. Troops have to be kept safe and healthy. But should they also help Americans be safe at home? Dr. Jonathan Woodson is the former Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs. He coordinated the military's response to Ebola. So, Dr. Woodson, start with that first prong. How is the military preparing to keep its troops safe?
Well, that's a good question. And, you know, force health protection, which is a term we use, dates back to really the beginning of the military forces in this country in 1775, when we tried to protect troops against infectious disease. And in the current pandemic, if you look at the experience and some of the things that have been done in Korea, it's been about protecting the troops, isolation, lockdown, quarantine, stop travel orders to prevent the spread. So there is a lot of concern. Remember, we can't defend the nation without people. And historically, disease and non-battle injury has been the major reason that soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines have been taken out of the fight. So we focus on that very heavily to prevent troops from becoming infected and being a source of infection for the general population.
Yeah, and what about the sense of how the military can play a role in the outbreak as it happens? We see the National Guard going to a town in upstate New York to help with kind of a lockdown there in New Rochelle, New York, and to help guide people through the outdoor testing lines. We see pictures of the military making testing kits, rushing to put those through. How else do you think the military can be put to work in the U.S. and not make people feel as if they're under some kind of martial law?
Right. So, you know, there is this law called the Posse Comitatus Act, which actually prevents federal troops from being used against citizens of the United States. And so we have to be very careful about how we employ particularly federal troops. As you may know, though, the state National Guard is under the jurisdiction of the governor. Right now, as we speak, in 19 states, the governors have mobilized some portion of the National Guard to assist with efforts, as you've outlined. So that's one way. That's one level. On a larger scale, there is the capacity for the United States military under federal jurisdiction, again, at the request of the state governors under emergency requests for help, to assist with a large number of activities. The military is excellent at logistics and moving people and supplies from place to place. There are national stockpiles that can be released to support resupply of hospitals. There are other engineering and logistical activities that can support the development of temporary shelters. And on a personnel level, there's the potential for use of military medical personnel to augment healthcare activities across the nation.
It sounds like you're noting some of the things that others have called for. Former Vice President Joe Biden, now the candidate, said the military has hospital beds and tents that could be put to use. You mentioned stockpiles. Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York has called for the Army Corps of Engineers to help retrofit facilities or even build facilities so that they could have more hospital beds. He's talked about commandeering New York University college dorm rooms, and he said, if I had the Army Corps of Engineers, they could build. Is that the kind of thing you're talking about?
Well, yes, in general. We have to be careful about the specifics, though, because, of course, the Army Corps of Engineers really subcontracts to other civilian contractors to get the work done. But there are assets within the military that when we deploy overseas and forward operating bases need to be built, can build things. And, of course, within the inventory of the military, we do have lots of tents and deployable medical facilities that might be used potentially. But the truth of the matter is that you have to have a real strategy for how you're going to employ the military. And what might seem to be the best strategy on the surface may not be the best strategy when you're looking at sustaining the effort over whatever period of time this pandemic will be with us. What we do is have a repository of very skilled medics that might be employed to run basically assessment stations or, in fact, some of these drive-through activities. They have great skills in terms of basic care of patients. And so you could mobilize perhaps a workforce that could support and free up other personnel to take care of sicker people or routine cases that normally come into the hospital, because people will get appendicitis, people will get injured. Patients shouldn't suffer during the crisis. You have to free up those personnel.
Dr. Jonathan Woodson, former Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs. Dr. Woodson, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
And by the way, Dr. Woodson also leads Boston University's Institute for Health System Innovation and Policy. And we should say there are reports today that the U.S. military is preparing hospital ships for deployment to open the test labs that are on the ship so people can come in and be tested. The Wall Street Journal has one such report. But today, New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo announced that the Trump administration has directed one of those hospital ships from the military to New York's harbor. We'll have more reporting on this throughout the day.